It's one day out there.
It's one day, isn't it?
We're inside the hangar here now, but we've got planes everywhere on.
Lots of planes. Lots of planes dismantled as well for annual inspections. We have the two-seater glider that's been away over in England for a repair, so that's just back there. So we're going to get that rigged tomorrow and get all that done.
You obviously spend a lot of time here in the hangar, Owen. You spend a lot of time in the other room as well, painting the wings, etc. But the TV cameras are on their way. And just tell everyone what it's about, and people will be fascinated by this, won't they?
Oh, it'll be great. It's a very interesting program. I think it's a three-part series, and it's called the Great Flying Challenge. Basically, we are charged with getting the first ever aeroplane in the UK, the first monoplane that man had ever designed to fly. We're basically getting it to fly again over 100 years later. So we're building the plane exactly the way Harry Ferguson built it. And we're going to plan to fly. We obviously can't get the original engine, but we have an engine very similar. So we're going to fly. We're going to prove that we can still fly that aeroplane, you know, over 100 years later, using the original materials that Harry Ferguson used. Mm-hmm. It flew before. It flew over 100 years ago. It, short hops. It only flew maybe 60, 70 feet up, but it flew at McGilligan Point. Harry Ferguson flew there. He crashed into the sea a couple of times, but he basically had a successful flight and flew from McGilligan Beach. He started flying down near Hillsborough, and then he came up to McGilligan Beach. He found that that was the best, the 7 mile beach was the best beach to fly a prototype aeroplane. He's a very smart man. He was a top engineer in his day, and I'm very honoured to be involved in getting this Mark 6 airworthy.
Well, that will be a big day when the plane goes back up into the sky, won't it?
It'll be a very nervous day. Thank God I'm not the pilot. But as long as I can get the covering right and get everything right and that's correct, there's no reason why the plane shouldn't fly.
Well, you'll have to make some room in this hangar now for it to arrive next week, is that right?
The wing panels, I'm led to believe, are coming up next Friday. And the fuselage will be coming up the week after that. So I'll be quite busy for the next couple of weeks.
And you've loved planes and gliders from the young age of 8, is that right?
Aye, well, I started flying at the Ulster Gliding Club here at 11, and I went solo at 16, my 16th birthday. That was the lowest age you could go solo, but I've been obsessed by aeroplanes and gliders since I was 8 years of age.
Oh, we have a hangar full of different types of planes here, different colours. We've got this lovely blue and yellow one here, which certainly stands out from the crowd. What's the plane going to be like then? The Ferguson plane at the very end, what colours are going to be, or what's it going to look like?
Well, it's nothing like what you see on here at the hangar at the minute. It's basically going to be an olive coloured, sort of a natural coloured Irish linen. It's going to be lots of rigging wires. There are no ailerons in that plane. It was used by just wing warping, the same as the way the birds fly. So basically the early aviators looked at the birds and took designs off the birds, and that's how they worked out how to actually fly. Because you've got to bear in mind, Harry Ferguson, when he flew this aeroplane, he didn't know how to fly himself. He was actually teaching himself to fly on an aircraft that never was proven.